Random House Audio presents Sycamore Row by John Grisham. Read for you by Michael Beck. Chapter 1. They found Seth Hubbard in the general area where he had promised to be, though not exactly in the condition expected. He was at the end of a rope, 6 feet off the ground and twisting slightly in the wind. A front was moving through, and Seth was soaked when they found him. Not that it mattered. Someone would point out that there was no mud on his shoes and no tracks below him, so therefore he was probably hanging and dead when the rain began. Why was that important? Ultimately, it was not. The logistics of hanging oneself from a tree are not that simple. Evidently, Seth thought of everything. The rope was 3/4-inch braided natural manila of some age and easily strong enough to handle Seth, who weighed 160 pounds a month earlier at the doctor's office. Later, an employee in one of Seth's factories would report that he had seen his boss cut the 50-foot length from a spool a week before using it in such dramatic fashion. One end was tied firmly to a lower branch of the same tree and secured with a slapdash mix of knots and lashings. But they held. The other end was looped over a higher branch, 2 feet in girth, and exactly 21 feet from the ground. From there it fell about 9 feet, culminating in a perfect hangman's knot, one that Seth had undoubtedly worked on for some time. The noose was straight from the textbook, with 13 coils designed to collapse the loop under pressure. A true hangman's knot snaps the neck.